Good morning, brothers and sisters. Have you shouted for joy yet? Let us shout for joy. Not only do we shout for joy, but cry out a joyful noise. For it is so awesome, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity God, love one another boundlessly. Yet, we are the love expression that stuns the universe. We are the love gift given by Abba to the Lord. And the Lord knows well that Abba needs us most. Hence, the Lord was so willing to be crucified on the cross and bore our sins. He brought us back to Abba. Abba, the Lord and the Holy Spirit bore the greatest pain. Truly, it has stunned our hearts and the whole universe. I'd like to sing a hymn with you. It's in God's Family Hymn, the 12th, Song 4. The love expression that stuns the universe. Let us enjoy the love of Abba, the Lord and the Holy Spirit to us. We shall respond to His love. I'm the love gift of Abba to His beloved Son. A gift that gives us His heart, endured the greatest pain. Such love expression stuns the whole universe, makes me stand in wonder. Oh, the love of Abba towards His only Son. Oh, the Lord, with rapturous joy received His Father's love gift, and endured the bitter cross. Oh, the love within the Trinity is why I am most tenderly blessed. Oh, Abba, the Lord and the spirits embrace me to the depth of their fairest heart. We the most beloved treasure in their sweet love communion from eternity to eternity. I hope you have time to quiet yourself and respond to Him, or you can sing another hymn to worship the Lord. Let's have some time to be with Him face to face. You can stop the recording and we'll read the Bible when you're done. May the Lord bless you. Brothers and sisters, we'll read in the Gospel according to John chapter 17, verse 1 to 9 and verse 20 to 26. When Jesus has spoken these words, He lifted up His eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify Your Son, that the Son may glorify You, since You have given Him authority over all flesh, to give eternal life to all whom You have given Him. And this is eternal life, that they know You, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom You have sent. I glorify You on earth, having accomplished the work that You gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in Your own presence with the glory that I had with You before the world exists. I have manifested Your name to the people whom You gave me out of the world. Yours they were, and You gave them to me, and they have kept Your word. Now they know that everything that You have given me is from You, for I have given them the words that You gave me. And they have received them and have come to know in truth that I came from You, and they have believed that You sent me. I'm praying for them. I'm not praying for the world, but for those whom You have given me, that they are Yours. Verse 20. I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in Me through their word, that they may all be one, just as You, Father, are in Me, and I in You, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that You have sent Me. The glory that You have given Me, I have given to them, that they may be one even as we are one. I in them, and you in me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent me and love them even as you love me. Father, I desire that they also, whom you have sent me, may be with me where I am, to see my glory that you have given me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, even though the world does not know you, I know you, and these know that you have sent me. I make known to them your name, and I will continue to make it known, that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. Truly, the connotation is very rich in the Gospel according to John chapter 17, and it is worthy for our meditation. It takes days and nights to share them all. I chose two parts, the beginning and the end, to share with you. But I know I'm running out of time if I have to share these two parts with you in detail. Thus, let me just share with you some of my impressions in reading the Gospel of John chapter 17 this time, as I have different inspirations every time when I read this chapter. The deeper I understand, the more I treasure this chapter of the Bible. Firstly, it is the last prayer of the Lord Jesus in the Gospel of John chapter 17 before he was arrested. As we know, the prayer should come from his heart. Hence, we know the thoughts of the Lord through his prayer at the last minute. And we have a better understanding of what was the desire of the Lord Jesus at the last minute through his prayer. What was the love wish in his heart? What made the Lord Jesus have the courage to face the great agony of the cross for us? Brother Daniel mentioned many times, "You don't have to ask me what my birthday wishes are." His birthday wish is for the love wish of the Lord in Gospel according to John chapter 17 to come true. He said many times that the will of the Lord is the meaning of our life. Brothers and sisters, you have to read the Gospel according to John chapter 17, and you have to understand the Gospel of John chapter 17. We shall pray to the Lord to open our spiritual eyes, to open the dream in his heart and his desire, to touch our hearts and help us to enter and enjoy the connotation of God's will and his task. May the Lord help us and bless us. And the Gospel according to John chapter 17 was about Jesus and his disciples walking to Gethsemane to pray after they finished the Last Supper. Gethsemane was located outside Jerusalem, at the foot of the Mount of Olives, before the Lord Jesus and his disciples arrive at Gethsemane. The Lord lifted up his eyes to heaven and prayed to Abba along the way, and this is the Gospel of John chapter 17. I can say it was the peak of the Lord Jesus to express his love while he was on earth at that time, for he was going to the cross. The Lord Jesus prayed especially for himself, his disciples, and for those who would believe in him in the future. This prayer was the prayer of the high priest. He prays unceasingly for our blessings and happiness. As compared to the high priest's prayer, I feel this prayer is more like a prayer of a beloved and a prayer of a lover. He entrusted us to Abba before he left, and he longs to be with us where he is, and we will have an eternal love reunion with him. The beloved and love will never be separate again. I divided the Gospel according to John chapter 17 into three parts. The first part is from verse 1 to 5, the Lord handing himself to his Father. The Lord Jesus has fulfilled what Abba has entrusted to him. At this critical moment, the Lord asked the Father to continue to glorify him, in order he could face the cross. Thus, in verse 1 mention, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you." The Lord has glorified Father during his days on earth. He has a stronger determination to glorify Abba on the cross. the Lord said to Abba in verse 5. And now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had with you before the world exists. My impression was different when reading these verses this time. Seemed the Lord said to Abba, it was the time for them to go through thick and thin, just like the Lord to be with Abba before the world exists. I find both the Lord and Abba was suffering on the cross. This was their glory together, and they like to share the glory. My heart treasures Abba and the Lord, who have the strong determination to face the sufferings on the cross in order to gain us. Moreover, Abba and the Lord regard this matter as glorious. It is their glory, their joy, and the desire in their heart is to gain us. Have you noticed in verse 5 that the Lord Jesus mentioned two times of the word with? And now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I have with you before the world exists. Truly, the respect and honor of Father and the Lord are the same. They have always loved each other the most in one accord. This prayer of the Lord has shown the Lord is God. The Lord and God are equal. Abba also suffered with the Lord when facing the cross. The second part of John chapter 17 is from verse 6 to verse 19. Since we have read a few verses, this part is about the Lord Jesus praying for his disciples. If you take notice that there are four petitions in the Gospel according to John chapter 17. The first petition was in verse 5, which we read earlier. And the other three were the three things that Jesus asked for his disciples. They were in verse 11, verse 15, and verse 17. Though I won't read it today, I really hope you can read it yourself. This passage of the Lord is so crucial as the Lord Jesus prayed for his disciples. Although the prayer was for the disciples, it is very relevant to us. The Lord Jesus prayed for his disciples three things. Firstly, he asked the Father to keep the disciples to be one, just like Abba and the Lord are one. In verse 11 mentioned, and I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, keep them in your name, which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are one. This prayer is really awesome. The Lord pray for the church to be unified like Abba and the Lord. Well, it's unpredictable. This unity is full of love, just like Father and the Lord. It is the closest relationship. It is the deepest connection in spirit. It's so precious, the salvation accomplished by the Lord and his house appeared, which has the warmest embrace, the deepest affection and the closest relationship. Brothers and sisters, the Lord did it. The Lord liked us to be in unity in one and in love. Secondly, the Lord prayed to the Father to keep the disciples from the evil one. Verse 15 mentioned, I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. The Lord did not ask to take us out of the world, for one day we will all return to heaven. The Lord leaves us in the world. We have to face the enemies. Then why does the Lord leave us in this world? It's because the Lord has a plan and entrusts us to complete it. We have a goal and meaning in this world. Brothers and sisters, this chapter is about what the Lord has entrusted us. We entrust with a mission in this world, which is to bring many people back to the Lord and save this world, to build a church that is in unity and in love, and after his heart. That is the church who listens to the words of God. Brothers and sisters, we are so blessed. The Lord and Father didn't take us back to heaven right away because he liked us to partake in their glorious and greatest intention and liked us to be part of it. Yet, we don't have to be scared. Abba will keep us from sin and from the evil one. Surely, we will overcome with the Lord in the end. The third prayer of the Lord Jesus for his disciples was in verse 17. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. The Lord asked the Father to sanctify the disciples in the truth. The meaning of sanctification is more than just being holy. I think Brother Daniel had a very good and simple interpretation to explain sanctification. That is to love God with all your hearts, to give your whole being to God and love God only. And the words of God are the truth, which can help us love God even more and offer ourselves to Him as a gift. Hence, we must cherish the truth and enjoy the truth, to enter into all truth by the Holy Spirit. I remember Brother Daniel said that there are seven key points in the Gospel according to John chapter 17. The first three are the connotations of the will of the Father, the Lord, and the Holy Spirit. Firstly, we should enjoy Abba, the Lord, and the Holy Spirit. The other four key points are the sanctification, in unity, the salvation, and the word. The Lord lights us to enjoy eternal life, mentioned in the Gospel of John chapter 17, verse 1 to 3. He also explained the true meaning of eternal life. Eternal life is knowing the only true God, knowing of the Trinity God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Knowing is not a knowledge in the head, but a knowledge in the heart. That's the kind of acquaintance of being close to Him and experiencing Him. Hence, the most essential is our daily life, which is also the most crucial part of the connotation of entrustment. The most essential part, which is our meaning in life, is to enjoy the love of this one true God, the Trinity God, to know Him by experiencing Him closely. Brothers and sisters, may we enjoy eternal life every day and live out the connotation of entrustment. But I was deeply impressed by Brother Daniel. I remember he said, "That's right, Abba, the Lord, and the Holy Spirit are the most important. No matter how much Abba loves you, if you don't enjoy His love, it is not a big help to you. If our hearts are not sanctified, what is the meaning of the seven key points listed by Brother Daniel? For you won't be able to experience or enjoy it at all." Thus, Brother Daniel said, sanctification is the key and it is the most important. It's all about your actual experiences, the stage of your spirit. It is not just hearing or knowing, but it is your experience. There is nothing to do with you without it. And the worst is you will lose everything. If you are sanctified, you will have the greatest enjoyment. There is nothing that can take away your joy. You will be the greatest blessings to the house of God and become the greatest blessing of the world. You will understand the words of God. Of course, you will experience, enjoy, and love Abba most. You can also experience the Lord Himself, and you can love Him most. You are filled with the Holy Spirit, and this is sanctification. The meaning of sanctification in the Bible is consecrate. To be consecrate is to devote to God. Thus, as I have mentioned before, sanctification is loving God with all your heart and giving Him your heart. It's so precious that God likes us to devote to Him. He wants us most from of all. Not only He lights your being, but He lights your heart. What's the point of your existence if your heart is not surrendered to God? Sanctification means that we do not let everything in the world influence us. We consecrate and give our hearts to our Father and the Lord. There are many ways to express the meaning of sanctification. For instance, to be fully submissive to the Lord. The other example is to repenting after committing sin, so our hearts are in harmony with the Lord. We have rooms for improvement. The degree of stability and the strength of our spirits can improve continuously. That means we can love the Lord even more and love Him more. Not to mention, the Lord's prayer in the Gospel according to John chapter 17 is really touching. For the Lord mentioned seven times that we are the ones given to Him by our Father. whom he treasures a lot. Let's take the disciples as an example. Definitely, Abel also gave the disciples to the Lord. The disciples were so ordinary in the eyes of the world. You see, they were uneducated, common men. The Lord in Gethsemane prayed before his crucifixion. The disciples fell asleep at the critical moment. Peter denied the Lord 3 times. They were still arguing who were the greatest the night before the crucifixion. When Jesus was being arrested, some of the disciples ran away. And so are we. We are all so tiny and so weak. But no matter if it's the disciples or we, do we know how treasurable we are in the Lord's heart? He mentioned 7 times in his prayer in the Gospel according to John chapter 17 that we are the ones given to him by Abba. We are the Lord's gift of love from Abba. Surely Abba knew what the Lord wanted. Abba knew the Lord wanted us most. Therefore, Abba gave us to the Lord to satisfy his heart. Truly, the Lord treasures this precious gift from Abba. The Lord broke through the death. He overcome all the impossibilities in order to gain us and gain his love gift given by Abba. And the Lord mentioned it altogether 7 times. The number 7 is very interesting. It represents perfection, and it is not a coincidence at all. It has shown that the Lord wants us the most. You may have a query. Did the Lord really mention we are the ones given to him by the Father 7 times in the Gospel of John? As I count, only 5 times. It has something to do with the Chinese translations. In fact, the Union Version has been translated 5 times in Chinese. There in the Gospel according to John, chapter 17, verse 2, verse 6, verse 9, and verse 24. In these 4 verses, the Bible has mentioned a total of 5 times that we are given by God to the Lord. And let us read in verse 11 and verse 12. If we read with other versions, we will find that there are 2 more times that we are given to the Lord by our Father. I won't go into details, but it is very precious that there are 7 times. Truly, the Lord wants us the most. How treasurable! The infinite love of Abba, the Lord and the Holy Spirit from eternity have the same love dream, and they like to give the best to one another. Abba wants to give us to his beloved Son. The Lord determines to bring us to Abba, for Abba wants us the most. The Lord knows the heart of Abba well. Even he was willing to die on the cross for our sins. My heart is deeply touched. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit all pour out infinite love upon us, and they all love one another boundlessly. It is my honor and my joy to live in this fellowship of love. The 3rd part of the Gospel of John, chapter 17, goes from verse 20 to 26. As we have read it before, the previous part talked about the Lord Jesus praying for his disciples. Not only the Lord Jesus prayed for his disciples, and later on he also prayed for those who would believe in him. That means he prayed for the church. As the Lord Jesus prayed for the church before his death, so you know what the Lord wants most is the church. It's not just about the appearance of the church. He likes a church of unity and of love. The Lord Jesus prayed in verse 21 to verse 22, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one even as we are one. Just these few Bible verses have mentioned 4 times of being one. The Lord wants us to be one to achieve the statement that they also may be in us. That is to say, every brothers and sisters are in the love of God. Such unity is not only the deepest enjoyment of God's love, but also the deepest enjoyment of our love for one another. In addition, our unity affects the world to believe that God has sent the Lord Jesus and to know the glory of God. Therefore, the Lord Jesus prayed that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. Brothers and sisters, we may not be wise and talented, but do you know, we do not rely on these to fulfill the will of the Lord. We should trust in God. We should have the deepest relationship with God. If we live in unity and love one another, then we are able to glorify God and bear witness for the Lord. Let us join hands and love one another to save the world and revive the church. There are many Christians in the world today who do not value the church and have not enough understanding that the church is the house of God. The Lord has raised us up in this time and entrusted us to shoulder the entire mission of God after his heart. Seems like a big responsibility to shoulder on. In fact, I really don't want to say it this way. It is our honor, as the Lord has entrusted us and chosen us. We shall be grateful and shout for joy daily for the task of the Lord and his personal love for us. What the Lord wants most has never been given to him in previous generations. But the prayer of the Lord will come true. His prayer before the crucifixion and all those words in the Gospel of John chapter 17 will come true. The Lord likes the love of the Father for him to be in us. The Lord has needs of us to spread the love of Abba to many people. The last words of his prayer, "I in them," is his greatest desire for love. He wants a house of unity in his prayer. He prayed 5 times about being one. Do you think the churches around the world today are in one? Brothers and sisters, there is not much time. This generation will pass soon and the church will be done. The Lord is the first and the last. He is accountable for his will to the end. He is accountable for our life on earth and eternity. Brothers and sisters, the Lord's last prayer in the Gospel of John chapter 17 will come true. Let us strive together to cooperate and live out the will of God and the connotation of his task day by day. That's all for my sharing. And it is your personal time to draw close to God. May you enjoy deeply the personal love of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit for you. May the Lord bless you.